Wow, today is Pentecost Day, a great celebration for the church. Today we gathered, and every year we gathered on this day to hear the story as what we have dramatically read, as told in Acts 2, the birth of the church, when the Holy Spirit came upon the apostles like the rush of a violent wind, with tongues of fire dancing on their heads, and people from all nations hearing the apostles speaking in their own language. And you all remember, more than 3,000 people responded and were baptized into Christ. Isn't that an amazing story to hear it again, church? Isn't it? But don't we wonder a little when you hear this story whether we are missing something today? Where is the excitement of that first Pentecost? Where is that wind and fire? And how is the Holy Spirit disrupting us, moving us, transforming us individually and communally as the body of Christ today? As we jump into God's word this morning, I invite us all to be open to where the Spirit leads us. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, come. Blow your wind mightily in our hearts this morning. Unsettle us, disrupt us, change us. May we not feel safe. Get us out from our comfort zone. Move us to where you want us to move. For that's exactly what Pentecost is all about. In the name of God's Spirit, we pray. Amen. Journey with me, church. Before Pentecost, there's simply a room full of people waiting. They're not confident. They're not so bold. They ain't ready yet to change the world. And they are doing the one thing that Jesus asked them to do. Stay in the city until you have been clothed with the power from on high. They wait because they know they cannot face the world out of their own strength. They wait because they cannot face the world out there out of their own power, out of their own abilities. And perhaps that is where many of us find ourselves today. Waiting, unsure, aware of our own limitations, aware of the fragility of this broken and messy world around us, aware that we cannot navigate life by our own sheer willpower. And that's it where actually Pentecost began. It began not with big things. It began not with heroes, but rather with ordinary human beings like you and me, who simply recognize their needs. And then we enter now from the words of Acts, that when the day of Pentecost came, there was this wild, untamable wind and fire that sweeps through the lives of Jesus' followers. Let's just pause there for a second and try to kind of digest that word. When you had this wild, untamable wind and fire, is that something you can control? Come on, church. Is that something you can put in your box? Certainly not. That's what this says, the word's there. It's untamable. It moves to where it wants to move. And as a result, it's transforming the disciples from confusion and uncertainties into boldness and belonging. From fear to courage. From hopelessness to hopefulness. From death to life. Empowering all this band of Jesus followers to be sent out into the world as God's transforming agent. Pentecost bursts into the story of God like a big firework. Have you seen fireworks? I love fireworks, by the way. Especially whenever July, 4th of July comes in and New Year. Isn't it dramatic when we see fireworks? Isn't that what Pentecost is? It's one of the most dramatic, exhilarating moments in all of the scriptures. And look, the disruption the Holy Spirit causes on Pentecost. Words like sound of a mighty rushing wind roaring through the house. Flames of fire dancing above the heads of ordinary people. When the Holy Spirit comes, it is not gentle. I didn't see any gentleness here. It is not a whisper. It's rather loud. It fills the whole house. It is fire that rests on each person that were gathered on this day. It is God's way of saying, you are not alone. You are not powerless. You are not abandoned. My life is in you. Wind and fire are not safe. They transform. They unsettle. They disrupt. They change things. And that is what the Spirit does. And then Acts 2 says that people from every nation hear the gospel in their own tongues. Suddenly every language becomes a medium for declaring God's mighty works and deeds. And not only that, it's not just about speaking in tongues, but rather also creating a community of belonging. God's story here becomes accessible to everyone. Can you imagine that, church? That God's dream is for every person to hear and understand the good news in their own language, in their own culture, in their own experience. All these barriers begins to be torn up and broke down. It is God saying in this Pentecost day, my message is for everyone. And my church will speak in a way that the world can understand. Isn't that what the Holy Spirit does today, church? The Holy Spirit still gives us a language in a very anxious world. The Holy Spirit gives us a language of peace when the world is full of conflict. The Holy Spirit gives us a language of compassion when the society feels divided. The Holy Spirit gives us a language of hope when people feel overwhelmed. The Holy Spirit gives us a language of truth when misinformation spreads fear. The Holy Spirit gives us a language of grace when judgment comes too easily. Church, Pentecost is not just about speaking. It's about being understood. And the Spirit enables the church to speak God's love into the real fears of real people. That's what the Spirit does. And the Spirit does not end there. Because there was a frightened group of disciples suddenly stepping out here on this day of Pentecost, boldly with courage, with clarity and with joy. And at this moment, the church is born, not quietly, not politely, but with sheer power, with colors, with noise, with holy disruption. Pentecost is God saying to the world, now watch what happens when my spirit is set loose among my people. Here is not a gentle breeze when the spirit arrived. It came like a hurricane. Have you all experienced hurricane before, church? There was a Hollywood movie entitled Twister. I love that movie. In fact, there's a new version of that, by the way. And every time I watch that Twister, it reminds me of how the Holy Spirit is coming to the day of Pentecost. Not in a gentle breeze, but a big wind of hurricane swirling around. A wildfire that refuses to be contained. In that upper room, the Spirit power is moving the spirit of the people that were gathered with radical inclusion. And people hear the good news in their own language, signaling that God's salvation is for everyone to belong. Just as they are. They're not polite. They're not gentle. They're not quiet. They're not predictable. It is called to embrace a certain level of chaos, unpredictability. Because God is doing something unique and powerful here through the mighty way in this third person of the Holy Trinity. Amen? He is transforming here. He is inviting us to trust God into something new, even when it feels unsettling. See, church, on Pentecost, the Spirit arrival calls us to a God who moves in ways that unsettle our comfort, pushing us into new territories and new boundaries where growth and change are possible. Isn't it when life feels chaotic? It may be the Holy Spirit is steering us towards something new. I know that happens in my life many times. When life seems unsettling for me, when I feel that my world is so chaotic, the Holy Spirit begins to steer me into something new. Isn't that what He also does in His church? Giving us the birthing of journey and gathering and dinner church and all this fresh expression. Because Pentecost is not the end of the story. It was just the beginning. See, church, the Spirit does not come to the disciples because they can only stay in that upper room. The Spirit comes so that they can go out into the world. And isn't that the same true for us today? That the Spirit is sending us today into our workplaces, our neighbors that feel pressured in life. The same Holy Spirit is sending us to the neighborhood and communities that feel fractured, into conversations that may feel difficult, into situations that may feel uncertain. But hear me out, church. Isn't this what's interesting here? When we go out to the world, we don't go by ourselves. Because the Bible says that God's presence will be what? Will be present with us. The world may feel unsafe, but we are spirit-filled people. Because God is giving us the power and the gifts to carry God's peace, to carry God's courage, to carry God's hope. And that's what the Spirit does. Amen? Pentecost tells us that God does not wait for the world to become safe. God fills us with the Spirit so we can live faithfully even in the midst of. Pentecost is wild. Pentecost is disruptive. Pentecost sweeps through the lives of Jesus' followers like wind and wildfire, upending the ordinary and ushering what we call the holy chaos. In times of uncertainties and upheaval, the Spirit's arrival reminds us that God often moves most powerfully in the midst of our own confusion and the unknown, inviting us to embrace change, transformation, rather than fear. Pentecost called us to be bold, to speak the language of radical love, and to show up for one another again and again and again. Friends, as we close God's word on this day of Pentecost, the Spirit is not finished with you and with me yet. It's an ongoing invitation. Pentecost is an ongoing invitation to trust, to risk, and to be transformed. As we continue to gather, to serve and love and participate in God's holy dream of a beloved community where all are welcomed, all are embraced, and all will receive healing and transformations. That's what the Spirit does. And that's what the Spirit will continue to do if we put our trust and align our hearts and our minds towards the will of God. Let us pray. Empowering Holy Spirit, when we settle into our accustomed, comfortable routines as individuals and as a church, disrupt us. Disrupt us, O God, and raise us from the dead. When we become too cozy with our friends and neighbors who look and think much like us, disrupts us and bring us new friends and new neighbors who gather with us around the Lord's table as brothers and sisters in Christ. When we think we know exactly what the Bible says on some issues, secure in our knowledge that we know what to say, disrupt us again with fresh insight, a new revelation that pushes out of our self-securities. When we become fully at ease with our relationship with God, when we think that we have arrived in our Christian pilgrimage, disrupt us, O Lord, by leading us into new territories, restoring again the adventure of discipleship. This we boldly pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and today, especially in the power of the Holy Spirit. And all the people of God said, Amen.